HabitShare is an app that I use every day. If you're not using HabitShare, go ahead and install it, iOS or Android. It's free. It's one of my go-to favorite apps that I use to create and track habits each day that you just read on your phone on HabitShare that basically say your self-talk statements. And what that's going to do is that's going to train the positive voice inside your head. The neutral voice inside your head, and you're going to be feeding the positive and the neutral and starving the negative, which is what we want to try to do. Full disclosure, HabitShare is not a financial supporter of this podcast, but it's a great app that I use daily, and I just want to share it with you. Now, on to today's episode. This is the Resilience Podcast 373. I'm Cecil Ledesma recording live from Austin, Texas. It is so beautiful here. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. The way two people can respond to a similar situation continues to fascinate me. One athlete thrives on the pressure of the game, other one falls apart. One client finds joy in the challenge of closing a big deal. The other one caves, giving into a continuous cycle of self-sabotage. When things go wrong, let me ask, is it a worst-case scenario or par for the course? In 1973, the figure skating world championships were taking place. Irina Rodnina and Alexander Zaitsev were midway through their routine when the music unexpectedly stopped. Even if you've never watched the sport, you can probably imagine the importance of music in a figure skating routine, right? From the cues that it provides and synchronizing movements to the rise and fall of the beat, the music is as much a part of the routine as the people on the ice. And having the music stop mid-run would have totally unraveled most, causing them to lose focus, maybe even stop altogether. But not these two. The partners were so engrossed in the present moment of their routine that this adversity did not faze them. They continued on without missing a beat. The pair successfully completed their program in silence and went on to earn the gold medal. In coaching, perfect doesn't exist. Nine times out of ten, our job as a coach isn't as easy as coming up with the right game plan or fitness program and happily sending people out there to execute. Our job as a coach is to help imperfect humans, often caught up in less than ideal situations, and still find a way to get the best results possible. Don't think for a minute that people who succeed are free from challenges. They run into obstacles just like everyone else. The difference is that they're able to overcome them because they developed a skill set that allowed them to refocus and move forward. If we expect these things, if we plan for them, it's not worst case scenario when things go wrong. It's simply par for the course. So today, when the music stops in your life, refuse to let the events that happen to you, around you, and inside you displace your body language, focus, and self-talk, and subsequently your mindset and how you feel. Let your actions be the determining factor that drives your feelings. Don't scare so easily. Believe in yourself. Let's go. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spent a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.